This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now on to our Social Security numbers and who has them, as we wrap up a summer of worries about the extent to which the NSA invades privacy at the official level. It's always worth a reminder that the 9-digit code that governs so much of our official lives can be vulnerable to non-official hacking if we don't protect it. Patty Hirsch, Marketplace's Senior Producer of Personal Finance, welcome.
Hello, David.
So how big a problem is the security issue surrounding our Social Security number? I typically type it in and you only see the last 4 digits, but you think it's still insecure?
Well, even that's a little insecure, yeah. And you know, I know that national security has been trumping personal security recently, but the theft of Social Security numbers is still a very big problem. In fact, in many ways, it's a problem that's gotten worse because fraudsters have found ways to steal specific information about people. So while in the past identity theft might have been random, today they can actually tailor identity theft, stealing a specific person's identity.
Has it gotten easier to do this?
It has. Firstly, because the technology has gotten better. So the hackers have become really, really smart and sophisticated. They're on the cutting edge of technology, whereas the people that they're stealing the data from, which is large corporations generally, just can't hope to have countermeasures in place. You know, they move too slowly to defeat hackers, and it's also too expensive to keep updating systems. Secondly, your data is in so many more places today than it was in the past.
Well, it's true. It is certainly not just with the Social Security Administration or even at the bank, right?
No, indeed. You know, your phone company's got it, your real estate agent's got it, your insurance company. Pretty much anyone who provides a service to you these days will run a credit check on you, which means they hold that Social Security number. And when they're done with those checks, you see, they don't destroy the number. They just hang on to it, stuff it in a database somewhere, and hackers can just jump in there, find that information, take it out, and sell it on.
Now that I'm quaking with fear, hiding under the anchor desk, is there anything one might do about this?
Well, you know, you can try to avoid using your number. It is kind of like pushing a string uphill. It's a little difficult, but don't give it up easily. Ask your service providers if they'll agree to use some other method to authenticate you, like a password or a PIN number. The Social Security Administration says that you should interrogate pretty much any service provider, apart from a lender or a government organization or your employer, who wants to take your number. And insist on asking and getting an answer, you know, how they're using your information and protecting it. Making them think twice about how they're handling such an important piece of data is a very useful thing for you to do.
Patty Hirsch, Senior Producer of Personal Finance here at Marketplace. Thank you for this.
Thank you, David.